السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. My dear brothers and sisters in Islam and humanity. When I watch mankind, Muslim and non-Muslim, I get amazed. Some people are not Muslim. They do not know the message. They do not know better. They have no message. But you know what's amazing? They start awake. They start seeing the truth. They start analyzing and rational things. They start reaching. They start a journey of awareness and awakeness. They start wanting to be real. They start thinking about their own spirituality. They start thinking about the purpose of life. They start thinking about they're going to die. They start thinking about the purpose of life and what they're doing in this earth. Are they a part of the game? Or do you have a purpose to live with? Anyway, when you watch all this and you watch us, we're still stuck. Marriage, divorce, drama, family, but lack of purpose. No purpose of life. No personality. No a partner to ask yourself what I'm doing in this earth. And we have a big, big job because we have the message. We have the truth. We have the real awareness and awakeness. We have the knowledge. It can help us navigate through all this. We have all the hadith of Rasulullah SAW to tell us what to do and not to do. But we the one who refuse to take the medication. All mankind start waking one by one, and we're still in the back. We've been played. People playing us. But people playing us, we play ourselves. Shaitan playing us. Why? Because I refuse to be abd. Once you be abd, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make you a leader. A leader for yourself, a leader for your family, a leader for your society, a leader to mankind. A leader of goodness. A leader of goodness. My dear brother and sister in Islam, please wake up. Wake up big time. We are in a very tragic time. We are in the end of time. We are in the deception years. We are in deception everywhere. Deception. Deception and lie. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explained all this to us. But we have the light. We have the magnifying glasses. We have the way to see the truth. If we belong to the truth. Please, watch, learn, wake up. Question yourself. How you live. What you're living for. What your wife doing. What she living for. What the purpose of our life. How you bring your children, what you are bringing them for, all this. Think about it. Think about it, question yourself, and after that ask yourself, what I'm going to do about it? Where we go from here, individual or collective? And this has to be individual. What I'm planning to do with myself? Who am I in this earth? And when I die, what I'm leaving behind me. That's it. Very simple. Everybody awake. Is me in a journey of awakeness, or I'm still stuck with culture and custom and this and that and drama and he tell me and she tell me. Sometimes I feel so sick when I hear we stuck in the net of a drama. Big time. An environment. Meaning I'm lacking of something. Because either I affect you or you affect me. I impact you or you impact me. But if we keep talking drama and all this arriving, meaning I'm a failure already. I have no strength. Meaning the environment affecting me. This is why I'm talking about it. But if I'm affecting the environment, I will talk about what I'm doing, not what the environment affect me. And he tell me, and she tell me, and he call me. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, we wasting a lot of time, a lot of effort. Over drama has no ending. And who's the cause? Me. Because I've been defeated inside, and I do not know. I'm not really Abdullah. I'm still Abdul my dunya and my nafs. This way Allah defeat me outside. Remember, the journey of victory within. Verse of journey of defeat within. You victorious inside, Allah victorious you outside. You defeated inside, Allah will make you defeated outside. That's why always ask yourself, is me affecting environment or environment affecting me? Is me really have a goal and purpose in life everywhere I go, or I've been affected by everybody else, meaning I'm a slave? May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make me a slave of Allah only, and a leader of mankind, in goodness sake. Ameen ya Rabbil Alameen. Just a thought. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.